Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where we get marinated and talk shrooms. It's not what you think. We're here to address your burning food questions, your irritating mastication quandaries, your food-tude, if you will. And we also think that your tude toward food should be open, loose, and experimental. Hubba hubba. Because, of course, eating a wide variety of things and plants and animals will keep you vital and alive and gives you natural sources of vitamins so you can swallow fewer pills. And you know what? You know what?
What?
We've been doing this show long enough that if you need extra convincing as to why you should listen to it every week, then it's just all lost on you. You're hopeless. Change the channel and spend the next hour of your life listening to 45 more reasons why people don't like Obamacare. Or there's that weird scrapbooking show. This is Food Fight Radio, the only radio show that actually matters. Today on Food Fight, we'll be talking about mushrooms, and not the good kind. Later, we'll tell you what you can do with that jar of preserves, and right now, rice is nice. I know it's a bit tame compared with what kind of freaky foods and weird kimchi and accidentally eating balut and stuff we normally do on this show. But rice is a really common staple, and there's a bunch of different kinds, and a lot of people see them in the store but really don't know what to do with them. So we'll straighten out that bag of snakes right now. So you've got white rice, brown rice, black rice, short grain, long grain, arborio, glutinous, etc. We'll turn you, we'll have you making tasty pilafs and sweet and sticky rice desserts and racy risottos by the time we're done. What's your favorite kind of rice to prepare, and what's the quickest and easiest?
Jasmine is the quickest and easiest. Let's prepare it. I love chopping up vegetables and throwing them in with my jasmine rice. Jasmine rice is not as glutinous as any other rice, so it's my favorite and easiest to prepare in a pinch.
And when you say glutinous, we're not talking about the rice has more gluten.
No, we're just talking about sticky rice. It just
glutinous
has more starch.
Doesn't mean it
honestly
has gluten in it. Glutinous means sticky.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of gluten on the outside.
Or starch. Actually, just starch.
Starch, gluten, and it's, kind of synonymous. But it's like, it makes it sticky.
Yeah, all short grain rice, when you see rice that's almost a ball or round, or all short grain rice, all of it is sticky rice.
Sticky rice.
It's going to have gluten in it. It's going to stick together. It's going to stick to whatever you put in it. And that's great for risotto. It's great for sushi. It's not so good for pilaf or anything else where you want the rice to be fluffy
because you're eating,
and beautiful.
Yeah, when you're eating rice pilaf, you want to put your fork in it, and you want to be able to pull some away from the rest of the mass of rice.
Exactly.
You know, it's not going to like stick together and be one giant clump.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rice dumpling.
No.
You know, in a lot of Asian cultures, they do make rice dumplings.
Well, and they use sticky rice because they use chopsticks. So you want all the rice to
you
stick
want it
together
to stick together.
So you can pick some up and actually eat it with two little
prongs. You know what would be
prongs?
Like a really great solution for that? Use a fork. Use a fork. Why are they still using sticks? Why do they have to use special rice just so they can pick up their rice in one big clump with a stick?
Because they meditate and want to focus on one bite at a time.
You focus on one grain of rice at a time.
Well, that's
they'll be
sucks.
Eating nonstop. It'll take them 19 hours to get through one meal.
That's why all their sauces are sticky and gooey, because it adheres to the rice. It pulls it towards whatever else they're eating, and they can get a full bite once in a while.
And that's what fuels our passion for wonderful, MSG-filled, sweet and sticky, glutinous Chinese food. The solution to that is, of course, use a fork.
Use a fork. MSG is just salt and sugar. So if you're avoiding MSG, avoid salt and sugar together.
Why is that?
Monosodium
salt and sugar is delicious.
Glutamate. Oh, I'm just saying, if you're avoiding MSG, you're avoiding salt and sugar.
That's what if you put salt and sugar in something?
Then you made MSG.
You've created MSG?
Monosodium glutamate.
You know
yeah.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that actually sounds kind of cool. No. So if you're using long grain rice, that's going to be good for your average side dish.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted
your
to put
pilafs.
That into a pilaf, that's good because it won't stick together.
You want to throw veggies in it. You want it to be fluffy. You want to be aromatic. You want it to have a lot of volume. Long grain rice. If you want it to stick together, if you want to hear it, if you want to make risotto, you want that starch.
People like risotto.
People love risotto.
People are willing to pay good money for a fancy risotto at an Italian restaurant.
And all it really is sushi rice. and you slowly add a liquid to it, absorbing all that starch and creating a creamy, lovely sauce with your rice with the starch that's already in there. It's just sushi.
And of course, the chef's secret to making super expensive $25 on the menu, I'm a world famous chef, risotto is chicken broth.
Yeah.
Cook or the rice with chicken broth.
But the knowledge of what you're using is all it is.
It sucks in the flavor of whatever liquid you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you cook your rice with anything besides water, any kind of liquid besides water, be it sake, be it chicken broth, be it any kind of liquid you found in your fridge.
Exactly.
Even something that maybe has a cute color.
Yeah, hey, I want to use orange juice because, hey, I'm having an orange chicken with it. Use orange juice, make a risotto.
The flavor will get sucked in there.
It'll just be absorbed.
And it will actually be tastier. Use anything but water. Anything but water.
Anything but water.
Except for maybe Windex.
And then if you want to make a really good risotto, make sure that liquid you're always adding is hot. Never cold, always hot, always boiling. It'll help absorb more starch and make your risotto so much better. And you can use sushi rice or any cheap rice to make it.
Now, brown rice. What is the deal with brown rice?
So
why
brown
is it
rice,
different?
It's different just because they didn't bleach out the brown. That's all. They use an extraction method to take out the outer husk and throw it away.
These are not different species of rice.
No, it's the same
rice.
This
is the same exact rice.
And it's all natural grown rice is brown, all of it. And then you just kind of get rid of the brand, which I don't know why you'd want to, but just get rid of the brand rice, the brown, the brand, all that stuff. Take it out, and then you have white rice.
Now, when you take out the color, do you also leave some bleach?
I'm not sure if you leave some bleach, but you definitely take out the nutrients, all the really...
The nutrients are associated with the brown.
Uh-huh, exactly.
The brown color. The color itself is the thing that is responsible for showing you that there is nutrients in that rice.
Duh, yes.
Okay, so when you're eating white rice, you are eating nothing really.
There are many documented situations where slaves that were in China lived longer because they fed them brown rice and they ate white rice.
Because, what year are we talking about?
Well, this was in the Second World War. So, yeah.
They were bleaching rice back then?
Oh,
that just
of course.
Seems like a highly cosmetic procedure.
It's not actually bleach. They're just soaking the brown out. They wash it and they're taking all those nutrients with them.
It's also a good point. If you want your rice to stick less, rinse it.
Rinse it.
Yeah. I mean, you basically, it's coated with a little layer of basically gluten.
Gluten.
You know,
gluten
it's on there.
Or starch, just like a potato.
Yeah, so you rinse it several times, and then even a sticky rice will become slightly less sticky. If you don't rinse your rice at all before you cook it, chances are it's going to stick together more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so long grain versus short grain. These are two different species of rice, but they both initially start off brown. Sometimes they're bleached, sometimes they're not. Wild rice looks completely different. Wild rice.
Wild rice.
It does look totally different.
It's not a rice at all.
What is it?
The black, it's just a grain. And when you cook it, it explodes and opens up and you can absorb all the nutrients from it. But wild rice is not a rice at all. It's just like a grain, like wheat.
It's like more like a wheat.
Yeah.
Like when you look at it, because it's really, really long.
Long.
Like we're talking about like a centimeter long.
Mm-hmm.
These kernels,
they don't
look at all like white rice, and they have like something that looks like a husk.
Yeah, and when you cook them proper, they pop open.
Which is good, right?
Yeah, that's great, because you can absorb all the nutrients.
Okay.
Just like corn, you need to break it so you can absorb all the nutrients.
Now, in that it is not technically rice, it is better for you, right?
Rice is really good for you. Brown rice is really good for you. Long or short grain.
Why would people get really excited over, I don't know if you've seen the prices on this stuff, but in a regular store, wild rice is really, really expensive.
It's almost a cousin to saffron where you get so little from the plant, that so little edible goods from this plant that it has to be more to make it sustainable.
Okay, why not just not, don't get it. What's the point? If brown rice is
nutty,
good for you.
It's very rich. So when you throw it in with your rice, it adds a whole other layer of nutty, rich flavor. And it does have some really great nutrients for you to absorb. But if you don't like it, don't buy it.
I don't like it.
Don't buy it.
It tastes like eating sticks.
Then don't.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
Are you cooking
maybe
it?
Maybe it's that husk
that
on
husk,
it.
But it breaks. That husk kind of shatters. And the nutrients inside kind of explode out. So you should have a bunch of little tiny strands. And all the good nutrients inside kind of pop open. But even if that happens, it's still meh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that a big part of the reason why I don't really like it is because it hasn't been, toyed with We haven't messed with its genetic nature. We haven't made it shorter or stickier or whiter or more attractive.
Or rider, so it pops open sooner. Yeah.
Or you know what? It tastes like sticks. Well, in its all natural form, a lot of things, before people have an opportunity to really mess with them, not that tasty.
Exactly. Then just avoid it.
Yeah, we make things to make them tastier. That's what we want. We want tastier food. So arborio rice is basically just short grain rice.
Exactly. Risotto rice.
It's in a
rice.
Package that says arborio because they know that you need that for your risotto recipe.
Let's think of the old school, like I stuck it in his hat and called it macaroni song. Macaroni is not fancy. It's just they thought it was fancy because it had an Italian name. Arborio, Italian
arborio.
Name.
Sounds very Italian.
We think it's fancy. It's short grain rice.
You can make risotto with short grain rice.
You
and
need to.
The package doesn't have to say short grain rice. You look at it, it's almost round.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get the world's cheapest short grain rice, and you're going to be able to make that risotto just fine.
You toss in some really nice cheese, some Parm or whatever cheese at the end.
And truffles.
No one will know the difference.
Truffles and mushrooms and, white truffle oil. You know, what goes great with rice and risottos and stuff is mushrooms.
I agree.
And when we come back, shrooms. And I'm not talking about the weird, trippy kind Chef Marcus overindulged in back in college. It's meaty and marvelous mushrooms up next on Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. And with me in studio is a man who'd rather be experimenting with mushrooms than most other things, Chef Marcus.
That's 100% true. I love mushrooms. It's my favorite.
So we were talking about rice in the last segment, and what goes better with rice than mushrooms? Some of the tastiest and most expensive risottos are the mushroom kind, and some of the tastiest and most expensive mushrooms are truffles. So let's start with those. I love truffles, truffle oil, truffle shavings, truffle dust, truffle salt, slices of truffles on side dishes, and poached eggs. The world is a better place because of truffles, and of course, there would be no truffles if it weren't for those snuffly cute little truffle sniffing swine, also known as the French. That being said, the French have a way with the truffles that makes Americans, how you say, very jealous, no?
So, when you bring that up, it makes me think of the French person who buys Chinese truffles, which are insanely low quality, and then he packages them up in cans and says, product of France, and sends them to us.
Jerk.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, French truffles. Oh, this is cheap. Oh, there's juice and truffles. Nope. It's the Chinese truffles that have almost no aroma and no flavor.
Okay. So how can you possibly tell that it's a cheap, cruddy truffle? It's cheap, right? It's inexpensive.
It's inexpensive.
You can afford it and it doesn't hurt.
Boom.
Financially.
That's how you know.
Okay. That's how you know. So
they can it. It's the only one that's canned.
Ah. Watch out for the truffles in the cans.
Good truffles that come to America are vacuum sealed. They take the truffle,
it's
they vacuum
baggy,
seal.
And it's got all the air sucked out of it.
Beautiful, all the air sucked out of it. And then you know it's good because it's being preserved properly.
So if it's in a can, skip it.
Yeah.
What you want is a truffle, an expensive truffle, black. Looks like a little ball of crud,
if you've
basically
ever had truffle french fries, there's a really good chance it's those truffles.
If you ever had truffle french fries, there's a really good chance that they put synthetic white truffle oil on them.
It's synthetic white truffle oil and those truffles from a can because,
cheap Japanese canned truffles. The nerve! The nerve. That's what they have at Williams Sonoma. That's the funny thing.
Thinks that they're like, oh, product of France. These must be the good
truffles.
Here is
proof that Williams Sonoma is garbage. Okay. and probably the 98th reason why I really hate them is because they do sell truffles in a can.
Uh-huh.
They do not sell truffles that are vacuum packed in any other vessel other than a can.
Now, buy them.
Because they're Williams Sonoma, they put on a Williams Sonoma price. Mm. So basically you're getting 29-cent canned, weird, cruddy, crappy Italian truffles. Yeah, French truffles. They grew in France, but they're the low level. Low-level truffles.
Okay, so truffles can't be grown. They can't be farmed. That's their appeal.
They have to be found.
They're a parasite, a fungus that grows on oak trees.
And randomly.
Yeah. And hopefully it's the right one with an aroma and a good flavor.
For which but you need a particular, very high-tech, genetically orchestrated truffle-sniffing tool.
A dog.
A pig.
No, they got rid of pigs because pigs.
They don't use pigs anymore?
Pigs eat the truffles that are good. Dogs love us.
That's just proof that pigs are smarter than the dogs.
Well, yeah.
Because they find something tasty, they eat it.
Dogs love us so much. Like, here, master, I brought you this beautiful truffle. Please give me a really bad beef jerky treat.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm not excited about buying a truffle that was sniffed out by a dog. I'm a lot more excited to buy a truffle that was actually sniffed out by a pig.
But they have the same nose.
I don't care. Pigs are just more awesome.
They'll eat the truffle because it smells like pig sex.
Using a dog to sniff something out is not a French thing. That's not a fancy hoity-toity.
It doesn't smell like dog sex.
That's an American thing.
It smells like pig sex.
What?
That's why they go crazy. That's why they root. That's why they go nutso.
Wait, why would a dog be attracted to that?
We train a dog to understand that smell, just like a bomb-sniffing dog, and he'll bring it to us. But he's like, this is kind of gross. Why do you want it? A pig's like, oh, this
okay,
is
I get
the stuff.
Pigs stink.
They smell so good.
Pigs smell terrible.
Two pigs getting it on.
Which
this is pig
why
porn.
They're attracted.
That's what truffles are. Pig porn.
That's really, you know what? That's gross.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'd rather have another species.
Why did you bring that up? I have to eat truffles. I like them. Why would you ruin it for me?
When you love it, that's really good French, beautiful
aroma. This is why I trick you into eating balut, dude. Because you ruin things for me.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Ruining truffles.
White truffles? Not so much.
Wait, why is that?
Now, white truffles are the exact same species as black truffles, except for they've been able to mature more. They have more flavor, more aroma. They're not white.
More aroma meaning they stink better?
Correct. They stink different.
They stink different.
Nah.
Okay,
pigs
so
are
it's
like,
a,
nah,
it's,
here you go. I don't like this one. And we're like, oh, this one's really great. It's old. It's aromatic. It's beautiful. And for us humans, it tastes and smells great. But for pigs, it's past that point.
So truffles, as we've established, don't get the ones in the can. Don't get the ones sold by Williams Sonoma.
Okay, hold on one sec. Now, if you're on a budget, get the ones in the can.
Eh.
If you want to impress your in-laws you don't really care about, buy the ones in the can. Make mac and cheese.
Your in-laws, get them drunk and give them just mac and cheese. They're going to be super impressed.
I was going to say make mac and cheese with them. If you're like, oh, this is truffle mac and cheese for you in-laws. Hey, my real family I care about. This is the good stuff. Don't eat that BS. They're drunk. They don't know. And the people you care about do know. And everyone will know the difference except for the people eating the canned truffles.
It is a weird web we weave.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it? So generally speaking, what do you want to pretty much pay for a black truffle or a white truffle?
You don't. Price-wise. Just walk away.
Walk away when you walk away. You're going to get a truffle.
So
I want
money.
A truffle. Tell me how much is too much.
Oh, geez.
$11, $12, $13.
An ounce? Good. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying nothing, so I'm guessing here.
Yeah. I want to say $15 an ounce is
tops.
A lot. Is tops.
Tops. So anywhere from $10 to $15 an ounce.
But honestly, it's what you're willing to pay for your guests. So if you are on a budget.
Nothing.
No. If you're on a budget, buy the canned stuff from William Sonoma and realize that is bottom rung cheap.
Yeah, because it's William Sonoma and they only sell crap. That's all they sell.
I'm just saying, if you can't afford the good stuff, buy the crappy stuff. Everyone will still be happy.
Go to Sur La Table.
Worst case scenario.
Go to Joie de Vie. It's a catalog. It's a French catalog. It's expensive. You know what? But you're going to get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You are.
Or get synthetic truffle oil.
Or the non-synthetic truffle oil.
Or the non-synthetic. I'm saying, if you're on a budget.
White truffle oil is not that expensive. It's not.
It's not.
We're talking about $10, $15 for a bottle. It's highly concentrated. It will last you for a year. Is that too much of a price to pay for a non-synthetic?
That's 11-ounce bottle, but yeah.
It's not that bad. We're talking about a drizzle.
A drizzle.
This thing is not an expensive ingredient. It's not difficult to use the authentic stuff. Don't listen to Chef Marcus.
Don't listen to me.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No,
don't get the synthetic stuff.
I'm just saying, if you are on budget, grab the truffles. If you want more of a budget, grab the synthetic oil. And I don't think you're going to find a white, non-synthetic oil that is cheap.
If
so, they're lying
to
you.
It's not going to be super cheap, but it's also not going to be as much as it costs you to go to Starbucks once.
No, I
disagree 100%. What is the big deal?
Starbucks for your entire family or Starbucks for you?
Well, me.
I was going to say.
I don't know. I've been noticed.
If you're buying an 11, 12-ounce bottle of truffle oil for under $6, it's synthetic. They're lying to you if they don't say
it. Yeah, it says white truffle on it, but if it's less than $12 or $13 or $14, it's not.
It's a lie.
Real.
They're
not using the real. They're not using the real extracted oils.
Or they're just coloring a truffle that's crap white and then making an oil from that. But yeah, it's just not what you want to buy.
So you can put this stuff, truffles, you can put them on everything.
Everything.
That's the beautiful thing about truffles is there really isn't anything that it doesn't go with. I've even been known to put white truffle oil into ketchup for a burger.
That's really good.
It makes a wonderful burger.
I've shaved truffles and put them in my burger, but
any kind of a sauce that you want to put on anything, if you also happen to be pairing that with meat and foie gras, that's pretty much the best surf and turf on the planet.
Any pasta will be greatly enhanced by truffles, truffle oil, or truffle juice from that can.
Or truffle powder.
Truffle powder.
It's a little weird to get. I mean, it's kind of hard to find. But if you do find it, it's inexpensive because it's basically the little dried shaved bits.
Yeah, what chefs do is they take their chef mix, they freeze dry them. Powder them, sell them, and then you can put that on whatever you want.
And then they mix that a lot of times with salt.
Yeah, of
like
course,
you can get you can get truffled salt. So yeah. You get your rock salt, and it's got truffle powder in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of anyone that doesn't put salt in their cooking.
No,
or salt on their food. So that's a good way to put the salt and the truffle on the dish at the same time without thinking.
I went to a salt shop that sells all the different flavored salts. And they'll put their truffle salt on avocado, and it just takes over. And
well, that
great,
sounds really, really good.
Really good.
Mostly because I'm not that crazy about avocado. So
plus, avocado is just fat. So please, just put truffles on fat.
Truffles and salt and fat.
That's what humans want. Don't lie.
That's going to be like a whole show.
That's what your body wants to eat.
Just truffles and salt and fat. that's our whole show. Right there. I mean, we don't need anything else. Dried mushrooms, you want to reconstitute them, but you don't have to reconstitute them with water.
No, and when you reconstitute them, there's so much flavor that gets absorbed by that liquid that you always want to use that in your cooking.
Because people drain it out.
That's stupid. Never. Even if
they
use
reanimate
water,
the mushrooms, but then they drain out the water.
So much flavor in that liquid, whether it's stock,
use
whether
sherry.
It's booze, whether it's sherry.
Yeah, use sherry, Madeira,
vodka,
any kind of
anything.
Kitchen wine, sake.
Something.
If
and
you
then,
have any alcoholic substance in your kitchen, use that to reconstitute an inexpensive, lightweight bag of dried mushrooms.
And
easy.
Just as a mental note, alcohol is smaller than water. So if you use alcohol to absorb or reconstitute something, it's going to extract more flavor than water will because the molecules are smaller. And use that in your cooking and you're going to get so much more flavor.
You know what's a really good thing that you can do with those normal, cheap, fresh, run-of-the-mill, white kind of button mushrooms you get at the grocery store?
No. Stuff them? I don't know. Those things are garbage.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Cool.
Skip them. Coming up next, it's Festivus season, and everyone's all happy and friendly, having guests and family over, and you think you can just get by making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for everyone the whole week? You know what? I'll tell you what you can do with that jar of preserves. Just imagine, the only thing standing between you and that perfect holiday cheese plate is a cheap jar of jelly. Don't disappoint your family another Christmas with those lame, flavorless offerings. Go get some jelly and a notepad. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you and the food was always different and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready to eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. And now what you've been waiting for, an entire segment about jelly.
Yay.
preserves, mincemeats and jam, compote, sticky, gooey, and fabulous sugary stuff. What would we do without it? So everyone has about 19 different flavors of this stuff. Marmalades, jellies, yeah, preserves, jams, things that you can, you know, just anything made out of fruit and pectin.
And if you go to any craft fair this time of year, you're going to find 20, 30 different flavors, I bet.
And you're going to want them all. You're going to want them all. You're going to buy them all. You're going to take them all home. And then you're going to be like, why did I buy all of this?
What did I do?
What am I going to do with lemon and Meyer lemon and fig preserves? What am I going to do with that? My kid only eats peanut butter and grape jelly sandwiches. What am I going to do with this thing? Well, we'll tell you what you can do with that jar of preserves.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you can make a great crepe filling. You can get crepes ready-made. You can buy
at Costco. Oh, okay.
You can get these frozen crepes.
Crepes. Everybody loves crepes. Once you fill them with something sweet, people just go nuts over them. Or sour cream and avocado, they go crazy for them. Crepes are
sour
the new
cream
like
and avocado. Don't put sour cream and avocado in them. They're dessert.
No, they're also savory. You can do any sandwich filling.
They can be savory, but people only get really super excited. Savory butt. People only get super excited about crepes when they're sweet.
Do they?
Nutella.
I love crepes. Turkey, avocado, bacon, sour cream crepes.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that in a sandwich. And then with the crepes, I'd rather have the Nutella.
No, I disagree.
It's chocolate.
Yeah.
People are going to pick the chocolate over the turkey and avocado every single time. You can get Nutella. You can put whatever jelly.
You go to any farmer's market and find any crepe maker. He makes more savory crepes than he does sweet crepes.
Why would you want to make your own crepes when you can just get them already made?
You just walk up there and see some dude making crepes.
Oh, you mean fresh crepes?
Yeah.
No, the only reason you're going to get savory crepes when you find a crepe maker, a crepe man, if you will.
Crepe man.
Crepe man.
Crepe man!
Stop it. He will be making them fresh on the spot. They're big, and he's got a menu. You're going to want the savory one because it's harder to make. You'd never make it at home for yourself.
It's just a sandwich with a crepe. I don't know why you wouldn't make that for yourself.
Why would you make that for yourself when you could make a sweet one with Nutella?
Because crepes are yummy. You can make a Nutella sandwich if you really want.
And you know what? I'm right. I'm 100% right, and you're 100% wrong.
No, people buy more savory crepes than do sweet crepes.
But they buy more stuff that goes into sweet crepes.
Well, they pay more for that stuff.
If you go through an average person's fridge, you're going to find 9 times as many ingredients for sweet crepes than you will for savory crepes.
Not my fridge.
Not everyone has a fridge full of like mascarpone cheese and bechamel sauce and things and freshly roasted turkey and fresh avocados. When's the last time in the normal person even bought an avocado? You know what you're going to find? You're going to find whipped cream. You're going to find preserves.
All right. Okay? Well, in a normal person's fridge, yeah.
And probably you have a banana. So slice up said banana, put some Nutella in there, throw some whipped cream on that sucker, use your Costco-purchased ready-made crepe, and now you have a super fancy dessert that everyone in the house will love you for. You're not going to get that sourpuss that you get when you hand somebody, turkey and avocado with Swiss cheese. Okay, tasty, but you know what? You're not going to get the love from your family that you will get if you hand them a giant plate of Nutella and strawberries and banana and whipped cream and crepe.
Okay, I do agree. Desserts are an easy fan favorite. You're right.
See, that's all I was trying to say is that I'm right and you're wrong.
No, I'm not saying
every single time.
No, but
so you can also take your preserves, marmalade, whatever, fig preserves. You can swirl it into yogurt.
Oh.
Very, very tasty. It also takes your tart yogurt and it makes it kind of sweet and tasty without making it all that bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in there as a tasty snack. You can kind of mix it with cream cheese and stick it in between 2 pieces of French toast.
I love that. Okay, I fully agree.
And you have stuffed French toast.
That's what I do. That's great.
That's awesome stuff.
Everybody try that.
It's like crepes. Delicious. And you know what? Do the right thing and let your French toast soak in the batter for more than a half a second.
Yeah, don't just kind of real quick in the batter. Let it soak. Let all the air come out. Make it delicious and moist and beautiful. You love these people.
It should be kind of hard to take the toast out of the batter.
Almost.
Yeah. Like
almost,
you don't want to be able to lift that up with like the prongs of a fork. You want to have to be able to get under there with like a spatula and delicately lift that thing out. It should be airlifted into your griddle. It shouldn't be something that you can easily lift out.
And that to me is love.
It is. Exactly.
It is.
Food is love.
Food is love.
Why do you think people love this show so much?
If you dab it in the cream, then you don't
We're
care
spreading
about
love. That's what we're doing with this
Spreading love like good preserves over nice toast.
That's a nice metaphor. Mm. I like that. Very beautiful metaphor. I like that a lot. So you can glaze meat with preserves.
Who hasn't?
Well, right.
Really like a ham. You put sweet things over your ham all the time. Beef goes great with sweet things.
Chicken. Simple chicken.
Swedish meatballs have grape jelly.
Those
add
are fantastic.
Something else. Add fig jelly. Add cherry jelly. Add any preserve you want. But yeah, give it a kick. Give it something different.
Get some meat. Mm-hmm. You know, cover it with anything you find in your fridge that came in a jar that looks sort of like a jar of preserves.
Exactly.
Smear that thing all over the top. And then just stick it in the oven just for a few minutes at high temperature. Just kind of give it that brown.
Yeah.
You know, kind of
sugars
stick it
in
on
there,
there.
Will crystallize.
Totally
they'll
be
people
great.
Will love it. Like, what is this secret recipe?
It'll be sticky. The
You're
secret
a genius. No, that's marmalade, you idiot.
Smucker's grape jelly.
Smucker's, I never use this for my kids because they hate it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nobody wants that garbage. So you can also spoon warmed preserves or jelly over ice cream.
Oh, of course.
You can also put it on top of a brownie or any kind of sponge cake or cake or pie. Put it on there and then kind of put warm stuff on there. It's like a little drizzle.
Mm.
You can also put it on a sundae, an ice cream sundae, and even vanilla, the most boring of all flavors.
I would mix my preserve with rum and warm it up until it makes a sauce and put that over the same things. And that would be great.
You had me at rum. Honestly, you can take some sweet potato or mashed yams and you can swirl some preserves into it. And what's already cooked.
Yeah.
Like
why
it's already
use
cooked,
marshmallows?
It's already mashed. You don't have to make
why
candied marshmallow yams.
People out and put preserves over it. Let that create a crust and a hard thing. Like, oh, these orange yams
Hit
are great.
Hit that with a kitchen torch.
Yeah.
That's going to smell terrific.
And done. That's wonderful.
You can make cupcakes, but you want to put a little dollop of preserves or jelly or jam into the cupcake, like right in the middle.
So you have a stuffed cupcake, a cupcake with a little bit of jam inside?
You better not be talking about me. You can make a baked brie. You can take your brie, right?
Make your brie.
And then you put, you know, jam or jelly or whatever all over the top.
Uh-huh.
And you put that into pastry. Like puff pastry.
Puff pastry, which you can buy in sheets.
And so it gets hot and gooey, and when you cut into that thing.
Oh, people are going to go nuts.
Because it'll be oozing liquid
I love
cheese.
Honey and brie.
Swirled with a little
any
river.
Any preserve or jam would be great with brie. Try that.
River of people melted cheese.
People will just plot in their chair when they eat that.
Just completely. And you know what? That's proof that we've been doing this show together for too long.
Hmm.
You are picking up my slang.
I apologize.
You just said plots.
I did say
What's the matter
plots.
With you? You're not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
That's my word.
I apologize.
You got to pay
people
me a royalty now.
People will poop on themselves.
Oh,
they love
God, that's
so
horrible.
Much.
Stick with plots. Just, what's wrong with you? You can make homemade jelly donuts, or you could go to a donut store and buy a jelly donut and then eat it.
I would buy a jelly donut.
I know.
I'm just saying. Jelly donuts are a pain in the
Why would I want to make a jelly? No, just buy a jelly donut. It's got jelly in it. It still goes along with the vibe.
See, yeah. This is what I do. I'd grab all the fruit in your fridge that might be spoiling, chop it up, throw it in a pan, throw the preserve on it, and then create a whole new preserve. Once you boil that out, bottle that up, and give it away as gifts.
Or you can get hot pepper jelly.
I love hot pepper.
Jalapeno jelly.
I love
spicy Syrah jelly. There's a lot of different kinds. It's probably one of the ones that you did buy at a farmer's market. Probably one of the 19 different jars of preserves that you bought at that farmer's market.
Yeah. If you have a strawberry sriracha, good call. That's a great jelly.
Oh, those are really good. Really good with cheese.
Mm.
By the way, a little blob of that with cheese on a cracker, some expensive, really nice, kind of runny room temperature thing. You can take your spicy jellies and you can put it in a stir fry. Any kind of vegetable saute, but a stir fry is great because the vegetables are super hot, but they still stay crispy because of the really hok oil. Yeah, and most people don't have a wok set up in their kitchen. Mostly because it's a giant pan on top of what's basically a rocket engine blasting just heated flame, the temperature of the sun into your kitchen that is so hot that you have to have an intricate sprinkler system set up above it. You don't have a wok thing in your kitchen. You may have a wok.
People buy a wok at Walmart or whatever, but
they don't know better.
They don't walk. Yeah. They can't. Yeah.
These people don't know any better. They bought a wok without having any concept of what is really involved in wok cooking.
Uh-huh.
It is a jet propelled type of. You
Go
ever seen these people? They have no eyebrows.
Sticks. Go to Pickup Sticks. There's all over San Diego. watch them cook under a wok and you'll see this jet engine.
Yeah, mostly what you're going to see is fire.
Yeah.
And people trying fire. To avoid the fire.
While making your delicious food.
Yeah, but other, beyond that, it's really, really tasty. You can make just a stir fry. Just a stir fry at home. Doesn't have to be cooked in a wok. It's okay. All that you really need to do is use a high temperature oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put vegetables in there under high heat. Cook them very, very quickly.
So they're still crisp and crunchy when they're done.
It takes like, what, 40 seconds?
At max, like a minute. Tops. And spooning your preserve or whatever at the end, toss it a couple times, you're done, and people go nuts.
Go nuts. They actually do go nuts.
They do.
You can take that stuff, you can mix it with any steak sauce or barbecue sauce to invent a brand new steak sauce or barbecue sauce that everyone will love.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple preserves go great. For this, you put that in with barbecue sauce or A1 steak sauce, mm-hmm. cook it down a little bit, heat it up, even in the microwave.
I would recommend spicy sauces because it'll cut the spiciness and people won't expect it. People buy sweet sauces and add these to it and that's done all the heck. But if you throw in a spicy sauce, a spicy barbecue sauce, people like that a lot more.
And one thing you can do really, really quick for parties, if you're super lazy, go to a store, get those little smoky sausages, those little baby ones.
Yep.
They're kind of teeny tiny. They look like hot dogs, except they're about 2 inches long. And they're really cute and little, and you put toothpicks in them.
Mm-hmm.
You serve those things with a nuked jelly that's been mixed with, I don't know, you can mix it with a cream cheese or a steak sauce or any kind of barbecue sauce. You just want to have maybe a little bit of chili sauce in there, little hot Mexican chili sauce, like a sriracha or something like that. And like a grape jelly would probably be the best
And people
sort of jelly.
Go nuts.
They'll go crazy over it.
This is so great. How'd you
this
think of it?
This is the best appetizer I've ever had. It's, there are literally two things in there. And now you are the belle of the ball.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're Marcus, you're the belle of the ball.
Thank you.
When we come back from this short commercial break, we'll be reviewing a super fancy restaurant here in lovely San Diego that puts the fancy in schmancy. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. At the bottom of a lovely, overpriced Marriott hotel is the hip, modern, and swanky restaurant slash bar slash patio lounge known as Arterra. With a fresh sushi bar and tight-shirted waitresses and live music and hip, low furniture, dark wood, and all-male bartenders, and pretty much the entire list of everything you should look for in a nighttime hotspot. Enjoying a comfy seat outdoor by a lovely fire, spouting out of a pile of jagged-cut glass, we surveyed the menu and drink offerings for some time before finally managing to get a server, who then pretty much ignored us from then on. After moving to the inside, which was cozy and full, we commandeered a table after, again, getting left to our own devices. We started off with some edgy-sounding drinks with traditional California flair, meaning they came with various vegetables and plants floating in them, tasty and not at all skimpy on the alcohol. We followed with an order of fried calamari, Kobe beef sliders, and since this particular restaurant had been fused with a sushi bar and authentic Japanese chef for extra authenticity, we also ordered a rainbow roll. While the food was tasty and, of course, served on modern and unnecessarily huge plates, there were a couple of obvious food faux pas. The sliders were small, but the sushi was huge. It was a bit difficult to eat either. The calamari was fine, but at $13, it had better be. My second cocktail came in a metal bucket, making me feel less like a trendy diner and more like a grog-swilling Viking. But all in all, strong drinks, plenty of meat, and a variety of fare. So when I left, why was I feeling like something was missing? Could it have been because my wallet was about $150 lighter? Maybe. Could it have been that just about everything I had consumed was 90% sugar and I was suffering a bad carb trip? Possibly. Or it could have been that despite the extensive menu and full-on sushi bar and semi-attentive waitresses and 40 different kinds of modern martinis, what was missing was substance, purpose, depth, a certain je ne sais quoi that makes a great restaurant. For we, as Americans, seek that feeling. It's deep down in everything that we do. It's what drives us. It's why we go to typically three different restaurants and bars every week. Like how we all buy exactly the same phone, but put on a different cover. We fight for a feeling of originality. It's why we all buy our coffee at the same lemming-style coffee shop, but all order a different cup of Joe. It's what makes us decide to take out a loan on our house and sign a lease and build something and sell something and work hard every day to make something happen. And when you buy that thing, you buy that originality and unique personality that makes it worth your hard-earned dough. This is not that thing. This is the candy-coated, vacuum-packed, hermetically sealed, I wish my restaurant had a soul attempt at being a real, hot-blooded American entrepreneur. The kind that stays up nights balancing budgets and making new recipes and trying to figure out how to do things just a little bit better. This is the half-assed, thinking like a millennial way to make money. It's an overshot assault of everything hip, all at once put together by analysts and survey takers, assuring the board of directors that if you put elderflower liqueur in a martini right now, people will buy it. That churros and chocolate dipping sauce are the haute cuisine dessert of the moment. The problem is that it's bad. The problem is that it's not trying. It's not new. It's not growth. We already know that it's fine. It'll sell. But does it push the borders of what could be awesome? No, it does not. Maybe another $2 million renovation and redesign by marketing teams to repackage the same junk over and over again will help. Been there, eaten that. What's for lunch? You can see photos of our meat and martini menage a trois at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, maybe it's just me, but aside from watching your kids' cute little face light up when they open that perfect gift you barely managed to get on time, there's nothing good about December. The whole month. It's basically a giant time, money, and energy suck during which the entire stateside population is biologically incapable of working or making any kind of decision about anything. Should I buy a new car? Let's wait till after the new year. Should I open that sushi place I've always dreamed of? Not till after the holiday. Should I move out of this shoebox I've been living in? Let me go over my budget in January. What's wrong with everyone? Does winter cause mankind to completely lose touch with their cojones? Make a move, or at least move out of my way. Maybe it's because of the time change. Now that it gets dark the moment you leave the house in the morning, it's like there's no time for anything except making it to the liquor store before they run out of the good stuff. Maybe it's because you have to drive to work in the dark, and then drive home in the dark. So you start to feel like a weird kind of pencil-pushing vampire. I've seen you all out on the weekend at Chuck E. Cheese with your kids. You just sit there handing out quarters like a machine. Even the kids aren't impressed anymore. Yeah, it's the big mouse, whatever. You can kiss it, rodent. And I've never seen the parents so angry about how little stuff you can get with 5,000 tickets. Is everyone drunk on Nog? I actually got elbowed in the chest by an old lady in Whole Foods. You know, where they keep the kind-hearted tree-hugging vegetarians and stuff? Lady, I know you were in a rush to get your holiday turkey, but did you have to crush my giblets to do it? When you people aren't walking around slowly, like Nog's sucking zombies, you're overreacting to the small stuff. Like me waiting an extra millisecond in front of you at a green light. Calm down, you sun-worshipping schmuck. It's Christmas. Tune in next week for Dave the Vitamin Guy on treating autism all naturally with supplements. Plus, ingredients you should be terrified to see on your food label. And meat salads. You heard me. All next week on your favorite food show, this is Claire Katz reminding you that it's not having what you want that's important. It's wanting what you have.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.